It's not about the technology, it is what you do with it. Welcome to Digital Dash. We are excited about the opportunities technology presents in our modern world, and we spend a lot of time tinkering with the use cases. Join us every week on our podcast as we share our findings and break things down into zeros and ones. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app, and enjoy this episode.
Hello guys, welcome once again to another episode of Digital Dash. I'm your host today, Salom Donyor, and here with you for another exciting episode. I'm going to talk to you guys about something which you probably have noticed with me, and that has to do with the new age of mobility, which we see here in Accra now. So I remember like 2015, 2016, when I was doing my national service, my main means of transportation, like from the house to work and practically anywhere else. I was also doing music on the side, so I was doing a few gigs. So I was like literally in a trotter all the time. Fast forward till today, where we have so many ride hailing services in Accra. There's Yango, there's a big three, Yango, Uber, and Bolt, formerly Taxify, just to name a few. And there's been others which have also come and gone, like Famico. I can see to a very large extent now we have just these three thriving in the ride hailing like market space. And my oh my, it's really made life quite easier for a lot of Ghanaians, myself included. But I think ride sharing is being taken to a different level from what it used to be previously. At first, the advent of ride sharing in Ghana meant that people with private cars could A, make money from their cars, which are something like parked in the garage. If you had a private car, if you had your own car like parked somewhere in the garage, you could just, you know, go grab it, go sign up with Uber or Bolt or Yango and become a driver yourself and make some money off that. And which I would say was quite lucrative and came to give some competition to the public transport space. And also, as Uber tends to advertise it, you could be your own boss. So I knew some people who actually quit their jobs to drive Uber full time because they had cars. And now, as I'm saying, this has been taken to a whole new level where people don't just have the chance to quote unquote be their own bosses, but they also have the chance to own a vehicle under the theme of ride sharing. So we are going to talk today about ride sharing's next big step. So stay tuned. To introduce this episode, I'm going to talk about this particular car, which you guys have probably tired of seeing. I've seen so many memes about this car. It's the infamous but now quite famous Suzuki Espresso, which was introduced by CFAO Motors in Ghana here. If you've seen any of these vehicles, I'm pretty sure you've seen a very unique looking sticker. I think it's quite, is it orange or so, orange red, with MOVE written on it. Okay, now let me tell you guys what MOVE is up to in Ghana here. MOVE Africa is a fintech primarily, but they have a very, very peculiar description of themselves, which I found to be quite fancy. So they describe themselves to be a mobility-based fintech, which provides revenue-based financing options for people. Now, in Africa here, let me take Ghana first, but I think this is quite a general thing in Africa. In Ghana, owning a vehicle is really a hassle. I did a quick search on Gigi the other day. I was like, man, it's time to stop picking Uber and try like get my own car. And, you know, I was just looking for like a 2017 Corolla model. And to be frank, none of them go for less than 70,000 cedis, which is, if I'm to the rough like currency conversion, that's like $7,000 off hand. And this is like ready cash. Usually no financing options available for institutions and companies which offer financing options. You'd have to go to other places like Toyota Ghana or other auto dealers which usually offer these kinds of opportunities for people to own cars, but I can bet you that they're going to be a tad higher than what you see out there on places like GG and the informal, you know, trading sector. So just to give you a fair idea of how, you know, hectic it can be to own a brand new vehicle in Ghana here. Now the question is, looking at the when you take into consideration the average income and income expectations of the regular middle class Ghanaian or middle to lower class Ghanaian, I would say 70,000 cedis, for example, is a bit of a reach for someone. Assuming you could save 1,000 cedis a month, it will take you 70 months to be able to afford a brand new, like save up. I'm using the word save up. And now there's going to be a lot of unforeseen circumstances like the currency, exchange rate, inflation and all that, which are going to ensure that the vehicle is not 70,000 by the time you receive up to that amount. So this is another compounded problem. Now, I particularly love what Move Africa is doing over here. Like, they recognized a problem, and this is basically what we always want to do with technology, is we just want to find an existing problem and try to mitigate or solve that issue and provide viable alternatives for people to overcome this said problem. And Move Africa has done it. So what they've done here is they've introduced a model, and by this I mean they've partnered with several automotive companies, the CFAO group, for example, to provide vehicles, and you could sign up with the required documentation. Now, after having gone through the onboarding process and being approved by Move, you have the option to choose from, for example, in Ghana here, you have the option to choose from about 6 different vehicle types, of all of which they've partnered with the parent company to provide in Ghana here. So the first time I saw this, I actually saw this in a VW Volkswagen. Sorry for actually pronouncing the German pronunciation over here. You know, people always say Volkswagen, but the actual thing is Volkswagen. Yeah, it's me. I had to be a little bit extra about this. So they did this with the Volkswagen Polo, which I think another partnership with the Ghana government, they assembled here in Ghana, and was given to drivers. Some time back, I interviewed one driver, and he was like, it was given to him about roughly $10,000. And this was like almost 70,000 cedis at the time, considering their currency exchange rate. And it's basically like a hire purchase. So they enter an agreement with the driver to give that vehicle to him without any down payment or deposit required. That is beautiful, because the first step over here is that they've made sure you now have a vehicle in your hands. Now, this is a big problem for a lot of families and people in Africa. Getting access to the vehicle in the first place is an issue. Now, Move has mitigated this problem by making sure that the process in acquiring a vehicle is quite smoother and hassle-free. So they give the vehicle to the driver, and the driver is supposed to make weekly or monthly payments at a certain agreed rate, amounting to the value of, for example, $10,000. I may be wrong, but this was a rough estimate I had from a driver. In this case, in the case of the VW Polo, after a period of 3 to 4 years. And they've not just done this with the VW Polo, they've done this with, notably, with the Suzuki Espresso, the Toyota Aja. I found it quite interesting. Like, a lot of these companies are actually setting up bases in Ghana here and introducing models which are quite fuel efficient and affordable for Ghanaians to own. The Toyota Aja, the Suzuki Celerio, Suzuki Alto, and the Suzuki Swift, which are all fuel efficient cars and very affordable. So in the case of the Suzuki Espresso, it's being given out at a price point. I don't know the actual range, but it's somewhere between 70,000 to 90,000 thereabout. And as I said, the company enters into an agreement with the driver, and they give this to the driver at an agreeable rate. And the payment is supposed to be made in full at the end of the agreed period, which in most of the driver's cases, like in most of the interviews I've done, like, you know, chit chat during a ride with the driver, they usually tell you it's between 3 to 4 years. Now, this looks like a lot of money, but I like the fact that it's revenue-based. Revenue-based here means they give the driver the chance to earn money as well as pay the car off. Now, with other hire purchase models being run by other companies, you are basically like working your butt off to pay off the car as soon as possible. And usually with the rates I see for those, they can be sometimes outrageous, but actually I don't fault them given the current situation with inflation and the currency exchange. I think it's sometimes a necessary evil to ensure that the company does not end up losing any money, because a lot of financing has gone into the upfront acquisition of these vehicles in the first place. Move, for example, has been quite fortunate to have partnered with a lot of companies and also gotten angel investors on board to invest with the company. I think in one article I chanced upon on TechCrunch the other day, they were able to raise about $23 million and they were able to raise like $23 million and in the early stages of the formation of the company for this. So as you can tell, a lot of money goes into this. So usually the rates at which these vehicles are given out to drivers may look quite outrageous to some people, but given the amount of money which has gone into the investment, taking other factors into consideration like inflation, the exchange rate, and etc., it becomes necessary for it to be done this way. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Suzuki Express on this case, because about a month or some weeks ago, it was a buzz on social media because someone pointed out to an old Business Insider video which said that the Suzuki Espresso had a safety rating of zero. And my oh my, I mean, I followed the conversation for a while on social media, and several people even decided to head back to the fact that we're all about trotro. Someone said like trotros have a safety like rating of like -100, and people still ride them anyway. I don't know whether this is actually true or was an issue of legislation. I had a few comments from people who also were like, anything being sent to the African market is usually not safe, and it's just a dumping ground for goods which do not pass like certain certifications and ratings in marketplaces like Europe and in the Americas. Well, MOVE and several other authorities, I think the Ghana Standards Board, have come out to say that these are not true, and that the Suzuki Espresso model being used by MOVE was actually a newer one which had a better safety rating. Now, I don't want to be the one to find out the hard way, but I want to take their words for it that this is quite true. And also, I mean, to be fair, thinking of the fact that a lot of us ride in trotros and stuff, and those are in reality actually quite dangerous to riding on the road, just that they have become normalized to a certain point where we basically don't consider the risks when taking these vehicles anymore. I would like to put my money on MOVE Africa's Suzuki Espresso. So just a quick recap of the stuff that we talked about. We basically talked about how MOVE is partnering with vehicle or automotive or auto companies to make vehicle-based financing, like revenue-based vehicle financing, possible for Ghanaians. Now, what's the next big step? MOVE is aiming to introduce electric cars. Now, if you go to their website, you see something over there about they trying to partner with Tesla. It's been a lifelong vision for myself in particular to own a Tesla. So if this comes into reality in Ghana, I mean, who knows? I'll be quite interested in it, and I would actually sign up for the service. So they are looking to introduce electric cars as part of their fleets in Ghana. They are operational in 6 cities across 4 countries in Africa. That's South Africa, Nigeria, Uganda, and Ghana. I think they have plans of expanding to other places as well. Now, I don't know of any other company doing this model, doing this type of thing in Ghana here. That's why I singled them out in particular for this podcast. And I'm eagerly looking forward to what they're going to do further ahead. On one hand, I tend to think that too many vehicles on the road in a place like Accra could be a source of congestion, especially with regards to traffic and how crazy it can be to get to your house from the workplace when you close at 5 p.m. The other day, Nee told me about how he had to sit in 2 hours of traffic in order to move from his office to a place like East Legon. And this is quite the case for a lot of people who traverse the route from home to work and vice versa each day. So that aside, I actually think this is a very good venture which has been introduced in Ghana here. And the fact that you are seeing the Suzuki Espresso, the Suzuki Alto and VW Polo every single day, that every single time you step out, is a testament to the success of this fintech innovation. So as I've said earlier on, I think this is a particularly good venture which has been introduced by Move, made it possible for Ghanaians to own a car without previous access to any credit scores or loans of any sort. And also it's revenue based. And I'm seeing a lot of advantages for this, considering the fact that each vehicle Move sells comes with a number of ancillaries like a telematics device in the car, which collects vehicle data using GPS, and also a dash cam. I'm seeing how they could potentially build a database related to traffic and movements in Accra and in other cities. And also, it could also serve as a means to build an actual system by which banks and other institutions could use as a basis for credit scores. And you know, with digitization being a buzzword in Ghana these days, CC Dr. Mahabudu Baumia I'm guessing this is going to actually go a long way. And whilst I do commend all this, I do pray and hope that Move does not get bent by this audacious venture, because such things can be quite tricky to navigate in Ghana. But hey, overall, I'm very optimistic and I'm very happy that this has finally become available in a place like Ghana.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it.
If you love this podcast, you could share the link. No, whether you love it or not, share the link with your friends and families. Subscribe to us in your podcast app and follow us on social media at Digital Dash. The dash has is D_SH. On Twitter and Instagram. And if there's anything I talked about which you'd like to, you know, kind of like have a little conversation going, you can always hit us up on social media and hey, we'll just you know, get it down and get it over with. So I've been your host, Salam Donyo. I've been solo for today. I've been riding solo for today because Nee and Kwame and I decided to abandon me. But hey, I'll do this alone. And until the next podcast, see ya and be safe.
I like to move it, move it.